H7MS, H7.
H7E, H7MS, go ahead.
Can you put me down as our in and out check-in for tonight's now?
H7EKH7MS. Okay, I got you down as in and out check-in. Thanks, David. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks. I'll be monitoring from here. H7E.
QST, 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 this is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net on Hawaii 1, pop group 3115. The Hawaii DMR net will start in approximately 5 minutes. Is there anyone that would like to check into the net as an in and out check-in?
Kilo Hotel, Hotel, Hotel Golf, in and out.
Kilo 4 November Delta Charlie, K4 NDC in Savannah, Georgia. Mr. Blake, this is Tony. In and out, please.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot U4 Yankee, Shannon in Ocean View, Hawaii. In and out. Thanks for taking the net, Blake.
This is Whiskey Hotel 6, Echo Charlie Golf. Evan, in and out. No traffic. Thanks, Blake. WH6ECG.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey, in and out. Thanks, Blake.
Kilo 6, Lima Delta, Quebec, in and out. Thanks, Blake.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Julie Verney. In and out. Thank you, Blake. W86GAJ.
Okay, I have the following stations checking in and out this evening. Alpha Hotel 7 Echo, KH6HHG, K4NDC, WH6FUY, WH6ECG, WH6FUW, K6LDQ, WH6FVG, and WH6GAJ. Is there anyone else that would like to check into the net as in and out check-in?
Kilo Hotel 6, Lima Echo Oscar Dean, in and out. Thanks for taking the net, Blake. KH6LEO.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Zulu Hotel. Thanks for taking the net, Blake.
this is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net. I also have Hotel 6 Lima Echo Oscar and WH6 DZH checking in and out. Is there anyone else that would like to check into the net as an in and out check in before I start the net?
WH6EIX.
November Hotel 6 Oscar Baker. Beaver. Thanks, Blake. In and out.
Okay, I also have WH6EIX and NH6OV in and out. Thanks for checking in this evening. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net as an in and out check-in before I start the net?
J6RDO Mobile, Mr. Blake. I think we'll be in and out just in case. I'm still mobiling yet.
Okay, I also have KH6RDO Mobile. Got you in and out. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS net control. QST, QST, QST. This is KH7MS net control for the Hawaii DMR net on Hawaii 1, talk group 3115. My name is Blake and I'm located in Ocean View on the Big Island of Hawaii. This net meet every Saturday at 1900 Whiskey or 7 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. This is a directed net. Please do not transmit unless called by net control. During the net, please direct all communication through net control. This net is open to anyone who is licensed to operate on this frequency. When checking into the net, please give net control your call sign by using standard ITU medics. The purpose of this net is to get people on DMR, test DMR radios, and to discuss any items of interest for the net. We usually go around two times, and I take comments from those folks that have checked into the net. I usually start the net by taking in and out check-ins, followed by people that are new to the net, and then general check-ins. So at this time, is there anyone that's new to the net that would like to check in? Okay, at this time I will not take general check-ins. Anyone that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net, this is KH7MS net control.
Good evening, net control. This is KD2SXD, Kilo Delta 2, Sierra X-ray Delta, Mike in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm going to be in and out.
Okay, I got BD2SXD, Mike got you in and out. Thanks for checking in. Is there anyone that would like to check into the net? This is KH7MS. Control.
November 4 Hotel, Larry in Kentucky.
7 Golf Quebec, Michael in Honolulu.
Okay, this is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net. I have November 4 Hotel at Alpha Echo in Golf, Quebec, checking in. I also saw Kilo Hotel 7 Delta Queen. Would you like to check in, Doug?
Roger that, Blake. Yeah, I tried to check in earlier. Kilo Hotel 7, Delta, Quebec, checking into the Saturday evening DMR net.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I got you marked down here as a check-in. Is there anyone else that would like to get into the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS, net control.
Kilo Hotel 6, Foxtrot Hotel India, Joe in Palau.
This is Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Yankee India, Larry in Ocean View. And from the web, we also have November Hotel 6, Whiskey Tango checking in. And we'll...
Whiskey Hotel 7 Bravo Romeo, Paul and Volcano.
This is KH7S, net control. I have Kilo Hotel 6, Foxtrot Hotel India, Joe checking in. WH6DYI, Larry, in Ocean View checking in. And then I also heard Larry mention November Hotel 6, Whiskey Tango was checking in. And I'm not sure, I didn't get the whole transmission, kind of dropped out after that. So I have November Hotel 6 Whiskey Tango as a web check-in, and I also have WH7BR Paul up in Volcano check-in. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net?
Hopefully you hear this time. That was WH6FVV. Tim, here is in and out. If not, I'll post it on WH6DYI.
Okay, I got you that time. I got WH6FVC. Tim in Ocean View is in and out. When that was a web check-in. In and out. Okay, got it. Anyone else that would like to check into the Hawaii DMR net?
Net control, this is Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Sierra, Sadiq in Kauai.
Okay, I also have WH6FUS, Sadiq in Kauai High, checking in as well. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS, net control. Okay, I'm not hearing anything, so I guess we'll go ahead and start the net. I'm not sure if Daryl is still on the road, but I guess I'll see if he's around. if he wants to take a turn. Kilo Hotel 6, Romeo Delta Oscar, Daryl, go ahead. Okay, I think he was going to be in and out, but I figured I'd check to see if he was still on the road. We didn't really have a topic of interest for this evening's net. However, I did want to bring up that the South Hawaii Amateur Club went ahead and we set up a MMDVM repeater in Pahala, which has DMR capability. I sent out an email earlier today in regards to that. And everyone is welcome to use it. We're still kind of trying to find out what the coverage is. So if you're down in the South Hawaii area, give it a try. Even if you're traveling through the area, at least we can kind of get an idea what the coverage is like. And if you need any information on that repeater, you can let me know and I can give you the information, but it was sent out in the email. Alright, and with that, I guess I'll go ahead and we'll start net. It's an open topic. We didn't have a topic of interest for tonight's net, so we'll go over to November 4 Hotel. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening, Blake. Everybody on the net. This is NN4H Larry, located on Lake Cumberland in South Central Kentucky. Been a while since I've been able to check in. It's good to be back on the net. And thanks for taking my check in. You're doing a great job. Very, very windy and warm here today. It was 73 degrees and 60 mile an hour winds and heavy, heavy rains. And starting to settle down a little bit now. I'd like to just take one round tonight, Blake. My battery is getting very, very weak, so I don't know how much longer it'll last. I'll be monitoring, but I probably won't be able to make it back in. 73s, and everybody have a great rest of the weekend. This is NN4H. Back to net control.
All right, very good, Larry. And we got you marked down as a one-time check-in, but I appreciate you checking in this evening. November 4 Hotel, this is KH7MS Net Control for the DMR net. Now over to Alpha Echo 7, Golf Quebec. Michael, I guess you're in Honolulu this evening.
Quebec, Michael. Yeah, my mom has some medical issues. Training as of Sunday, so... DMR mobile. I have a little bit more oomph than using a handheld. And yeah, weather-wise, I'm trying to go running every other day, but I'm here. And today was a little windy and a little bit of rain in the beginning. And this is the first time I've actually worn things. Vancouver, Washington. So, that was it. Oh, also, I don't know if anyone in the Honolulu area wanted to do anything other than that. So that is it. Back to now.
All right. Thanks, Michael, for checking in, and good to hear you in there. Appreciate you commenting on what's going on there, and we'll go on now to Kilo Hotel 7, Delta Quebec. Go ahead.
KH7MS, KH7DQ. Good evening, Blake, and everybody on the net. Thanks for taking the net this evening, Blake. Yeah, as everybody knows, it's been pretty wet on this island in particular. We've had 4.69 inches so far in volcano. So We've had a lot of rain over the last several days, and there's ponding everywhere. So pretty wet everywhere, including Volcano. Yeah, we're going to be doing a technician preparation technician license preparation course up here in Volcano beginning next Saturday from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if anybody is interested or know of anybody that would like to get their first level ham radio license, have them contact me. You can use the email address on my QRZ page. Again, we're beginning that class up here in Volcano Village on January 18th, which is next Saturday, and the classes will run for 5 weeks, with the exam being given on the 6th week. So back to net control, KH7DQ.
All right, very good. Thanks for your comments, and hopefully, you know, you have a good turnout, and I'm sure there's a lot of interest. Sounds like you guys have been getting a lot of new people licensed, so very good, and appreciate all your efforts. Now over to Kilo Hotel 6, Foxtrot Hotel India. Joe, go ahead.
Oh, good evening, Blake, and to everybody else on the net. Finally got my mobile decent radio back here in the house, hooked to the antenna. Hopefully everybody's hearing this okay. We had a respite this afternoon from the wet weather. Actually, most of the day it stayed dry. And then about 6 o'clock it started raining fairly heavily again, and it sort of drizzled ever since then. Project-wise, been working hard with Joe Speroni to work out getting bow fangs and many tones and several HTs working with the Winley Vara setup. We're having some success. Did a bunch of tests today, and it's looking promising. And I guess that's about it. Back to you, Blake. KH7MS, KH6FHI.
All right, very good. Sounds good as far as that goes with getting the radio set up, and hopefully that all turns out well, you know, for you guys. And let's see, as far as weather goes, it's been kind of overcast, and we've been getting some rain here in Ocean View today, so didn't really do too much, I guess we'll go ahead and turn it over to WH6DYI. Larry, go ahead. Thanks for monitoring the website. I'm up on the live chat on the KH7MS.com website, but I guess I'm multitasking because I'm trying to update the roster on the 40meter.net. So thank you, Larry, for grabbing those check-ins. Now, over to you, WH6DYI.
All right, sir, no problem. Hopefully I'm coming through. I've got a new setup here with my dual hotspot and new wiring for the internet and stuff. So, A7MS and the net, WH6DYI here. And, as Blake mentioned, the South Hawaii Amateur Radio Club put up another repeater, and it was my first repeater install at a location out there in the world, so I was kicking the butt, had a lot of fun. I took WH6GZH, my YL along, and we had a good time. We got to learn a lot, and Blake's not only really good at what he does, he's a good Elmer, and we had a lot of fun, and we managed to get it in without the wasps taking us out, and that's a story in and of itself, so I don't know how I'm going through here, so no problem with the web. I'll keep up on that, and I'm live streaming, and hopefully my internet's holding up. Hi. Back to you, sir. KH7MS, WH6DYI.
All right, very good. And then, thanks again for monitoring the website and the live chat while I'm doing that duty and trying to update the web roster here. And yeah, so far so good. I briefly was listening in on the live streaming. We also have the live streaming on the website as well, on the KH7MS.com website, along with the live chat. So thanks to Larry for streaming the net on for folks that are interested in learning more about DMR, don't have DMR radios, but want to listen in. You can do so off the website. All right, over to, I got NH6WT on the list as next, so go ahead, Ed.
KH7MS, and Northbound 96W2. Well, I want to say good evening to all, and it's been a wet, soggy day on the east side, intermittent with heavy rain, and mostly you could see some little blue skies today, but all in all, it was just a wet day there. Went to the Myrock meeting this afternoon at 2 o'clock. That's very interesting. And there were two hamsters that they made a presentation. And also, I thought that that was really good. So, with that being said, that's all for the whole. Plus, that, I've paid my dues there. anyway. Back to the control from NA6WT.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate your comments. Sounds like you must have had a good time there at the BIARC meeting. And now over to WH7BR, Paul in Volcano.
KH7MS, WH7BR. Good afternoon, Blake, or good evening, Blake, and everybody on the net. I actually checked in while I was on the road using my car's hotspot, but I'm back home now and using my hotspot at home. So, anyway, it's raining a lot here in Volcano. We've had over 3 inches since midnight. Not an all-time high for Volcano, but a pretty good amount for one day. And I was over in Kona most of the day on a Civil Air Patrol deal over there, so I was busy with that most of the day, so I didn't get too much radio, ham radio stuff going on. So good to hear everybody in there, and congratulations on getting your repeater set up in Pahala. So yeah, I can't wait to try that. So we'll talk to you soon. Back to the control, WH7BR.
All right, thanks, Paul, and sounds like you had a busy day with the activity there. It's Civil Air Patrol. Very good. Good to hear you on the net this evening. All right, well, I guess WH6FEC was a web in and out check-in, so we'll go over to WH6FUS, Sadiq, Kauai High. Go ahead.
KH7MS and the group, this is WH6FUS. I have to admit, I'm a little ill-prepared today because my radio is not well charged. Actually, I've been off-island, and I just now powered up my MMDVM hotspot at home about an hour ago. I did notice it did an automatic update right away, which answers a question I had as to whether we have to actually click on anything or it just seems to do them by itself. And I don't know if you all remember, but I made it do some power saving on my TV, which is probably not a good idea to try to make the hotspot or the Raspberry Pi do more than one thing at a time, but I'm trying it anyway. So today, to make it even worse, I installed Cups and turned it into a print server for a laser printer that I picked up at the dump store today. Well, that seems to be working, unless you're not hearing me, as I am trying to use that hotspot right now. Anyway, so the informal topic seems to be weather today. I guess I'll have something on that in the next round, hopefully with a different battery in my radio by then. That's all I got. Back to net.
All right, very good. Well, you were actually coming through pretty good, considering you got all kinds of stuff running here. But anyway, thanks for checking in and for your comments. And that brings us to the bottom of the list. First time around, is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMRA? This is KH7MS. Standing by.
Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Tango Zero, in and out.
Okay, I got Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Tango, checking in and out, and then there was another station in there they saw lit up, but I'm not sure if you tried to check in. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7M's net control.
Hey, 6FHI needs to check out.
Okay, I got KH6FHI is checking out to the net. All right, thank you, Joe. Thanks for checking in. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net? Okay, well, I guess this brings us to the bottom of the list, so I guess I'll go ahead and take a turn here. As far as weather goes, it's been actually pretty overcast most of the day. It's been, we had some light rain earlier. It's been kind of on and off. We also had some wind, but so far things have been not too bad. We never lost power or anything, so that's always a good thing, and internet stayed up. Like I mentioned, the South Hawaii Amateur Radio Club set up a repeater, in Pahala, and it's the MMDVM repeater, which supports, DMR, C4FM, and P25. And, well, I'm looking forward to testing it out and seeing how the coverage is. It seems to have pretty good coverage in an area where we had no coverage at all, with no repeaters out in the area. So I'm glad that we were able to get that repeater up. And thanks again to, Larry and Wendy, WH6DYI and WH6DZH for coming out and assisting with this install. And Larry actually did all the work, so I just had all the materials and everything that was needed, and also worked on the repeater. So anyway, it's good to finally have that repeater up. And like I said, if there's one out in the area that would like to try it out, feel free to, you know, use the repeater. And it's actually on the same frequency as the Ocean View and Honaunau repeaters, and it's on 444.950 and color code 1. So anyway, that's the information for the repeater. More details, like I said, on the KH7MS.com website, and also in the email that I sent out. And with that, I don't have anything else, so I'll go ahead and stand by for any additional check-ins before we go back up to the top of the list.
K7ZOX.
We also have Kilo Hotel 7, Lima Mike, via the web as an in-and-out check-in.
All right, I got K7ZOX, Wayne, got you checked in, and KH7LM, Bev, got you in and out on the web. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS, net control.
K7 Zulu Oscar X-ray.
K7ZOX. I got you checked in. Thanks, Wayne. Is there anyone else?
KP3AY, Blake, checking in and out.
Okay, I also have KP3AY in and out. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else? Alright, we'll go up to K7ZOX. Wayne, go ahead. K7ZOX, go ahead. This is K7MS, net control. Okay, is there any additional check-ins for the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS, net control. Okay, I guess we'll go back up to the top of the list with AE7GQ, Michael, go ahead.
AE7GQ. I'm probably hitting. Snow, so, no. But I think that's really the first real snow we've had in the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington area, so that's good. And now that I'm retired, I do not have to commute to work in Portland in the snow, which I really appreciate. So that is it. Everyone have a good night. AE7GQ, back to net.
All right, very good for checking in, Michael, and appreciate your comments, and I'm sure you probably like the weather over there. At least you don't have to worry about the cold weather and snow. All right, over to KH7DQ. Doug, go ahead.
KH7MS, KH7DQ. Okay, Blake, thanks very much for doing the net again this evening. Yeah, it's been pretty steady with the rain up here in Volcano all day long. We're up to 4.77 inches at this moment. So it's pretty been pretty steady up here, and it looks like it's going to continue throughout the night. And thanks for the information on the Pahala repeater, Blake, and thanks to the club, South the South Point Club there for putting that repeater up. I'm looking forward to trying that. So 73, everybody, and I hope everybody has a great evening and rest of the weekend. Back in the control, KH7DQ.
All right, very good. Thanks, Doug. Comments? And now over to WH6DYI. Larry, go ahead.
Okay, KH7MS, WH6DYI. We just got a severe weather alert here, flash floods. So, heads up. Looks like our area down here could get some rain. So, I haven't quite seen the alert yet, but, yeah, we're going to look at it after this. And, yeah, fine business on the repeater. The South Hawaii Amateur Radio Club, Shark, kind of a new group. We're the new Illuminati in there. Anyway, a lot of fun. Thank you, good Blake. Good Nat. Thanks for taking it, sir. And, yeah, after you did all the rest of the work of putting the repeater together and gathering everything up and getting a site and everything else, I felt it was the least I could do to, you know, help you get it in there. So, it's up. It's running. Everybody check it out. Test it out if you're on that site. And, yeah, 73, aloha. This is WH6DYI. On the weather. The weather sucks. It's cold. It's winter. I'm not a fan. If it keeps up, I'm moving to Hawaii. Back to net control. WH6DYI.
Okay. Very good, Larry. And, yeah, I also got that notification on my phone according to the National Weather Service, at least for Ocean View, flash flood warning. For this area until 10:30 p.m. HST, avoid flooded areas. So that's what I just got on my phone here. Anyway, over to NH6WT. Ed, go ahead.
This is NH6WT. Yeah, I also got the severe alert there, also on my cell phone there. And, yeah, it's raining downhill, from where I am. And it's been like this entire, the rest of the day, like it was intermittent. And it depends where you are also too there. If you drive maybe like 5 miles a day, there's no rain. If you drive another 5 miles, there, oh, rain. so far, so that's how it goes for this whole entire week, yeah. It was wet, gloomy, gee, where's the sunshine there? Well, it's winter, anyway, that's how it goes there, so. Anyway, I have a question there about the CC here and the color code. There are some places that they use a color code higher than one. I guess it depends on what they are doing. Yeah? So that's actually that's the normal procedures of every repeater. It's always color code one. And not higher than one. Yeah. This is my question there. So anyway, back in a control, over.
NH6WT, KH7MS, and a control for the Hawaii DMR net. Most of the repeaters so far here in Hawaii are using color code one, but I think there's a few repeaters that are on a different color code, like over on Oahu, where I think they may have more interference, or maybe they're more prone to having interference at the repeater sites. So I think they've used different color codes, but the norm normally is going to be color code one, at least for the
repeaters here on the Big Island. All right, and with that, let's see, we'll go over to WH7BR. Paul, go ahead.
Okay, Blake, good to hear everybody in there, very nice net. And I have a question to you, and that is, how was your guys' weather on an ocean view today? It's been pretty wet here in Volcano. It was completely overcast and dry over in Kona, so I'd be interested to see how your guys' weather was down there. So, nice net. Back to net control, to be severe.
All right, very good, Paul. And as far as the weather goes, at least at my location, it's been pretty overcast. We did get some rain earlier today. It's been pretty windy here at my location. However, it kind of comes and goes. It's not very consistent. But anyway, I guess we're kind of in for a wet weekend. So I guess everybody's kind of feeling it. And with that, I guess we'll go over to WH6FUS, Sadiq, go ahead.
Thanks, Blake, KH7MS and the group. This is WH6FUS. So I won't go into the details or numbers of my weather because anyone who wants to can check it on Weather Underground. It's the Kohala Estates weather station at 500 feet elevation. But I will say we've had some pretty strong winds, no rain accumulation that's significant, but we've had gusts that exceeded 50 miles an hour. And I'm off the grid, but my neighbor had at least a 30-minute power outage. And they were happy that they had a little gadget that I had them put on their refrigerator and back on for the first 3 minutes. It has to be, power has to be stable for 3 minutes. And not only is that nice for the power company, because they don't like all the inductive loads to start up at the same time, it protects the little computers, the very expensive computers in your appliances, from getting fried by unstable power as it's coming back. And I said 50 miles an hour at least. We don't really know because my weather station is currently broken, but tomorrow we're installing a new one that I got, which it's about the same cost as the Davis. It's about $300, but it includes a sonic anemometer with no moving parts. Because we keep killing the anemometers out here in Kohala Estates. The wind gets really high and it just wears them out. So we're hopeful that that will last a little longer. And it's from the guys that did the iWindsurf.com website. And they're coming out with a new version in the spring called the Tempest, but we didn't want to wait. So we're going to give this thing a try. Anyway, that's what I got, WH6FUS.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for that information, and yeah, I bet it gets pretty windy up in that area. Let's see, over to K7ZOX, Wayne, go ahead. Okay, I think he might have been having some internet problems. All right, let's go over. I guess everybody else is in and out. So is there anyone else that would like to check into the Hawaii BMR net? This is KH7MS. Okay, not hearing any additional check-ins, so I guess I'll go ahead and take a turn here. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that I was working on a Motorola XPR4550 radio, and I finally got the radio to program using the CPS. However, I can only program it so far for analog. I guess I have to get a license for the DMR. So I'm still working on that project. I'm not sure when I'll be able to continue on with it at this point, but I did make some progress with programming that radio, at least for analog. So I've been pretty happy with it so far. It seems to, it sounds really good on analog, so I'm really looking forward to playing around with it on DMR. But anyway, I've been kind of throwing that out there in my email reminders and stuff that I was working on it. So I just wanted to update everybody on my progress with that radio. And with that, I haven't really been working on too much as far as, you know, projects go. That's been one of the things I've been kind of playing around with. And with that, I guess I'll go ahead and take any additional check-ins. I don't know if there's any additional comments, but I'll stand by. This is KH7MS, Net Control. Alright, I'm not hearing any additional check-ins. Is there any comments for the net? Well, we had a pretty good group. This evening, I got 29 check-ins here on the roster. So, yeah, good net, and I want to thank everyone for participating. At this time, I will now turn the talk group back to normal amateur use. 73s and aloha. This is KH7MS. I'll be clear and monitoring.
KH7MS, K82EWE in Rochester, New York. I have nothing for the net. I just got in there. And I want to make your 50th. I don't like 49. I hate bad numbers. How you doing, Blake? Yeah, I have nothing, but I just want to check in. And I heard 49. I said, oh, I got to give this guy 50.
All right. Well, I appreciate you checking in. Mark you down. I don't know. I'm kind of running out of space here on the roster. I had a total of 29 check-ins, so now we have 30 check-ins on the net. So, again, thank you for participating and checking in. This is KH7MS.
Hi, Blake. Nice talking to you. I just got on the radio here. I'm doing some programming. Everyone have a good evening out there or good night. And this is T2EWE in Rochester, New York. We'll be signing off and returning back to the net.
All right. Well, yeah, it's kind of funny because I'm trying to enter in your call sign into our roster, and I guess it only can handle up to 29 check-ins. And I guess if you go over 29, it won't let you enter it in. So I'll probably enter that to the email, and I usually do a follow-up email after the net. So that is interesting, I guess, at least on the 40meter.net website, doesn't support more than 29 check-ins. So, thank you, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. This is KH7MS Net Control here.
WH6BYI ending the live stream at 7:52 Hawaii Standard Time. 7th Rail Lock.